Hi, and welcome back to the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. I'm your host, the Z-Man. And, sorry about the technical difficulties before with my piece of shit RCA digital recorder. Had some technical difficulties. Looks like I'll have to take it back to the homeless store that I got it from. Just joking. Anyways, basically, going back to, Antoine and, how he got that, you know, red shit all over his face that looks worse than, you know, a woman's period blood on a maxi pad. I mean, good grief, gotta feel sorry for this guy. And, pretty much, like I said, I mean, you know, Matthew Broderick, a.k.a. Sam, makes out with Linda, and he kind of doesn't like it, and he kind of starts to understand, and, like, knows that he doesn't really want to be with Linda anymore, you know, and he kind of is starting to fall for Maggie. Well, anyways, going on with this horrible fucking film, basically, like, coming up is one of the shittier scenes in the film. Actually, the shittiest scene, one of the shittiest scenes I've probably ever witnessed. But later on, we'll get to the shittiest. Actually, what happens is this. Antoine and, Sam meet up again, and, you know, this time Antoine's kind of homeless because they take all of his stuff, because he has all this credit card debt thanks to, you know, Maggie making him, you know, one of the fucking, poorer than fucking Ed McMahon, you know, is right now, or, you know, poorer than, friggin', MC Hammer. So, they basically take all his stuff, and he's kind of kicked out like a bum, and he's dressed like a bum, you know, walking in the middle of the night in downtown New York, I mean, and he's got a hood on, and, you know, typical Saturday night for a bum, you know, walking the street corner in a trench coat. So Sam runs into him, they start talking again, and he's like, "I really love Linda," and he's like, "I do not understand," and Sam, again, starts to really feel bad. I mean, he feels like a total jackass he did this to this poor guy, all this, you know, horrific things. And basically what happens is this, biggest fucking coincidence ever in the history of, like, mankind goes on here. Well, he thinks that, Maggie is, you know, determined to get back at, Antoine, because, you know, Sam had asked Maggie to stop, you know, and Maggie said, "Do not get into any of my business," you know, of what I'm trying to do to Antoine. Well, he assumes that, and I would too, I mean, the guy on the motorcycle running across, you know, riding across the street was Maggie. So he, you know, those railings that are outside in the middle of an alleyway and you walk, like, downstairs. Well, he pushes Antoine over the railing. He falls, like, head first. I mean, completely fucking paralyzed. And sure enough, this old, you know, dickhead goes, "Well, guess what? I wouldn't have hit him, so I don't know what the hell you were thinking by pushing him down there. I wasn't going to hit him anyways." Like, what a fucking coincidence. A total coincidence is just some random old guy with, like, a motorcycle. I mean, come on. Like, how many more fucking coincidences and illogicalness in a fucking film are we going to have? Like, you look at all the top films. Again, they all have logic. I mean, even Star Trek, you know, use fucking logic. Successful films that you stuck to logic actually work. So, anyways, logic isn't for pussies, I'm telling you. So, like, afterwards, basically, Anton's, like, paralyzed from, like, the waist up, and yet they let him out of the friggin' hospital after one day. I mean, what are we talking about, like, here? Are we talking about, like, an animal zoo or something here? Like, where they just send the dog home, like, after one day? You know? I mean, what the hell? Like, I'm sorry. You don't just send somebody home from the hospital a day after and you just, like, paralyzed from, like, the waist up and in a full body cast and just send them home the next day. I mean, yeah, right, that just doesn't even add up. That's so unfucking believable. I mean, this movie is just totally shitless. I mean, what was the director thinking? Like, yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, all hospitals let, you know, patients go home that are paralyzed from the waist up, go home the next day, just, you know, they all do that. I mean, did this douchebag even, like, interview a real doctor? I mean, did he even have time to do that? Probably not. But still, like, the common person would know that you don't get sent home, you know, when you're in a fucking half of a body cast the next day. So anyways, Antoine doesn't have anything. He's just sitting there half paralyzed. And sure enough, Sam and Maggie have this huge fight. And he's like, listen, I'm going to show these pictures to Anton, because he thinks that Maggie spied on Linda and Sam while they were kissing in the park and took pictures of them. And he's like, you know what, I'm just going to show them and I'm going to let them know, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Well, he goes up to the apartment, and Anton, thinking that Sam is his best newfound friend, surely not. Okay, Sam, poor Sam in this film. Not poor Sam, but poor Antoine, actually. You know, his heart's completely ripped out of his stomach. You know, I mean, he's just been completely fucked. Harder than, you know, a girl shoving a dildo up her pussy. I mean, he is just, you know, just completely throttled. And I mean, but listen, he's a French guy, okay? He's not supposed to be, like, this tough, you know, dude. I mean, when have you ever met a tough French guy? The only French guy I've ever met that was tough, you know, that even looked tough in history was, you know, Napoleon, and he had balls of fucking steel, that guy. I mean, he'd send an army on you, like, you know, hell's bells, you know, like Satan's army or something. You know, 100,000 guys, didn't matter. He'd fucking wipe you off the map. That's the only, you know, Frenchman that I ever considered to be, you know, tough. I mean, all French guys are fucking faggoteers and they're big pussies. You know, and they're stupid assaholic, you know, fucking accents. So, anyways, after that, he gets pissed off, Antoine, and when Sam tells him the truth, and, you know, Antoine starts beating the shit out of Sam, like, no tomorrow. I mean, you know, it's like Ali versus, Cassius Clay all over, Cassius Clay versus whoever the hell he beat up in that first round. I mean, nobody remembers the bum, right? Or it's like Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman all over again, you know, where fucking, you know, he just, the French guy just beats the shit out of, you know, Sam. Well, that's pretty funny because, I mean, talk about a fall from grace here. We're talking about Ferris Bueller here, one of the coolest dudes ever, you know, pure American badass of the 80s, you know, talking about a fall from fucking grace. You're in a film getting the shit kicked out of you by a French guy. I mean, was he that desperate for money in this film? Obviously. So, he's getting the shit kicked out of him by this French guy, and, you know, he succeeds, and, kind of takes it out on, you know, Sam, and then, Antoine talks to Sam, and he's like, listen, I love Linda, I would do anything for her, and he talks about his mistake when he was, you know, a teenager, and had nothing, and he wanted a green card from, Maggie, so... Sam realizes that, you know, it's really not Antoine's fault, and he realizes that, you know, he's in love with Linda, and so Sam goes over, he does the right thing, he talks to Linda, Linda flips out, pushes him, and shoves him, and does the typical normal bitch thing that bitches do, so, when they're mad, and, you know, Linda goes back to Antoine, case closed. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So, anyways, Meg and, Meg just kind of stays there and listens in on their conversation. Well, meanwhile, okay, this is my point. Like, they have been living at this apartment for, like, how long, you know? Like, with hardly any food and hardly any fucking running water. Like, this is just... This would never happen in real life. I mean, this is so fucking fictional. And, like, in a romance, you like reality, at least a little bit of reality. I mean, I'm sorry. You just don't live in an abandoned warehouse for, like, 2 months without fucking television, news, anything. Just staring at people, you know, and watching their lives. Talk about boring. Like, oh my god, there are so many things that I'd rather do than, you know, do what they were doing. So, you know, Sam gets on this flight, and here's an idea, right? Remember how I said in the, you know, first part of the movie, you don't see Sam on an airplane? I mean, he just pops out of nowhere like, you know, the fucking leprechaun. Like, you know, out of Lucky Charms. Remember that? Well, why did they think it was, like, so, you know, beneficial to show an airplane scene on this part? You know, like, were they thinking that, like, you know, because I can see if they cut it out of both parts, you know, to save money. But why did they have to, you know... keep it in such a lack of consistency? Like, why did they think the lack of consistency here was such a great idea? You know, well, you know, bottom line is, make a fucking movie consistent. If you're gonna have one airplane scene, have 2 airplane scenes. Like, you know, when he went to New York and then going back home. You know, I don't know. I mean, this director's such a dipshit. So, anyways, basically, he gets on this return flight, and he's flying back home, and he looks through the pictures, and he notices, sure enough, it was him and Maggie, these pictures that, Nina took from before when they were hanging out together, and he kind of stares at him, and he realizes he's in love with Maggie, and then, guess what? He just magically appears, okay? Like, and gets a return flight. Now, here's my problem with the return flight. Where the hell did he get all this money? I mean, he was supposed to be broke, and he was fired from his dishwashing, right? Because you remember the cockroach story I told you about. Well, where the hell did he get all this money? Who the hell paid for this guy to, like, what did he do? Sell his male body parts, you know, or something like that? Like, what'd he do, like, suck 10 dicks for, like, you know, $20 a pop? I mean, come on, how did this guy make the money? Is he a drug dealer or something? Did he have, like, crack? Where the fuck did his money come from? I mean, did he have, like, a free pass? Or, like, hey, you used to be Ferris Bueller, so here you go. You get, you know, 2 free passes. I mean, what the hell? Like, this film is just a pure... illogical shitload of fuck. I don't understand it. I mean, where the hell did they get this stuff? This producer is a complete idiot. I mean, I need to ask him, like, really, where did he get the money from? What a piece of shit. So anyways, they make out, and that's the end of the film. Well, anyways, before we call it quits on the show today, I really wanted to stress to all you guys out there that, you know, are dating on Valentine's Day and such, you know, watch your back for when women mention the country France. I mean, what the fuck is with women and wanting to live in France? If a girl mentions even the country France, you know they're psycho. Get the hell away from them. I don't care. Dump their ass right away. Because I'm telling you, all women that, like, want to go to France and, like, live there are psycho. They need to have, like, quarantine written on their forehead and, like, yellow caution tape all over them saying, stay the fuck away, I belong in a straitjacket and a state penitentiary, okay? They are psycho, alright? They usually like guys that are freaking naked and talk these sissy French words all day, and they usually, like, you know, are attracted to faggoteers. I mean, seriously. Come on. Like, what is with, like, women thinking that, you know, Europeans are sexy? I don't understand it. Like, their accents are shitty. Alright? Man, what is with the French, anyways? I mean, where the hell do they get off? Like, they fucking surrendered during, you know, World War II, the first fucking day when Hitler came over and just, like, knocked on their door. Like, oh, we invite you, Hitler, to our home. You can fuck our women. We go to the U.S. and we'll fuck over the male population of the United States because we like Superman over there. We fuck the American women. Ha ha. You can have our French pussies because we are pussies. Ha ha. Like, seriously, they just, like, waved their fucking flag, you know, after day one of World War II. And it's like, gee, thanks for helping us in the fight for World War II. You know, you just, like, lay down your fucking arms and allow poor old Great Britain to have to battle, duke it out alone with, you know, Hitler, and then have to bring us into the fucking war. Jesus Christ. France is a piece of shit country. You know what? We should have just, like, gave the Germans that land. We should have been like, here, you know what? Fuck it. We're sick of these French pussied assholes that, you know, have these stupid fucking accents. We'll just give you France. I mean, seriously. Like, it would have stopped all this, you know, nonsense of, you know, these French people coming out and, you know, saying, oh, we hate Americans. They are such disgusting slobs. And their women, oh, they fine, but they're easy. Oh, we just tell them with our French accents we love them, and they fall in bed with us, and then we fuck them and cheat on them. Like, seriously. French guys fucking suck. I hate them all. And you know what? Women that like fucking French guys, fuck them. They're quarantine bitches as far as I'm concerned. I'd never date a girl that wants to go to France. Fuck that shit. Well, I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Fucked Up Z Critic Gallery. We'll be doing another show in a couple of weeks or so. So thank you for listening, and again, thank you so much for your recent support. I appreciate all the listeners. Keep on listening to the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery.